Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 10.02. And if you want to get in, someone 3780 3776, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're on the west side, you can hear us much, much better. Astros lose again. Don't look good. Greinke was not good. This Detroit lineup, holy crap. Wow. How in the world did this pick up six runs? That is unbelievable. And yet, it's true. That was the most unbelievable headline. Detroit beats Houston 6-2. That's what you should have put there. That was the only, and that's the most unbelievable. I would have said, no, that's a false story. There's no way.
You would have got that if you paid attention to the thing.
Though. No. I would have said, there's no way. That's the false one.
Zach Stinky showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which of your nicknames is more insulting? Zach Stinky or Whitney? What was it? It's not Merciless. What did you call it? Whitney
Useless.
Useless?
That was him.
Which one of those two is the more insulting?
Whitney Useless?
Or Zach Stinky?
Or Zach Stinky.
That's a good question. I like
which
I like
is more Whitney accurate?
Useless. Well, I don't know that Zach Drinky stinks, so I'm going to go Whitney Useless, I guess.
Whitney Useless because,
well,
that's what he's been. That's pretty
at least
much
on the field.
He only has a shelf life of well, you only want it to be one day. Sometime it can be a little longer.
Who has better outings?
No, Whitney Useless now has, you know, that's just the vibe.
That's who he is.
Whitney Useless is an entire vibe. Zach Stinky is potentially a one-game shelf life. So, because the other Zach Greinke could come back. I don't expect Whitney Merciless be, you know.
Oh, is that going to be put to rest now that Deshaun is...
Well, you know why I know? Because they added a bunch of defensive ends, and it's unlikely he'll play anymore.
Well, no, he won't be on the field.
Jacob Martin could rock boy it.
Is he still, didn't they cut him too?
No.
Or they just cut somebody.
You can't cut anybody.
Well.
You got to field the team.
Oh, they just cut Stephen Mitchell. Stephen Mitchell's been around under Bill O'Brien every
You cut ball. Bo Bonschwazel or whatever, who's an offensive lineman from Wisconsin, and Stephen Mitchell. Big deal. Stephen Mitchell's been with the Texans and gone for. He's probably been part of 40 different transactions involving the Texans. He's always cut, picked up, practice squad, cut, picked up, practice squad, cut.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Get a different guy to do that with. I want somebody else. I'm bored with Stephen Mitchell.
But Stephen Mitchell is okay. But that. Well, they had to get down to like 140 players. So. They cut Stephen Mitchell. Anyway, 10:05 ESPN, 97.5. The Astros lost. The Rockets lost. Thank you. Thankfully.
That's good news.
And they covered. They're really starting to be, they're being like recklessly covering lately.
The Rockets gave up 81 points in the first half, and they were within five with 5.5 minutes to go.
That was dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there recklessly playing good ball.
Well, I mean, you give up, you let a team go 18-24 from three. I mean, that's kind of the opposite of playing good basketball. But they fought.
Well,
they fought.
Usually, though, the Rockets will lay down in the second half, and they didn't.
No.
I mean, there was a time when you could really count on the Rockets laying down for you and getting yourself, a nice cover.
Sometimes in the fourth quarter when they're up really big against Minnesota.
Since Christian Wood's come back and John Wall, Kelly Olynyk, and... Oh, my goodness.
They have too many guys who are trying.
Yeah. I mean,
like John Wall, you got money to burn, guaranteed money for multiple years. Why are you trying so hard?
And
I get why Kelly Olynyk is.
Luckily, they're not playing DJ Augustine at all.
No, they only played a couple minutes.
Yeah, he played 3 minutes.
You don't need another player who could be on a playoff team in a rotation. You don't need him playing. You just want to watch Kevin Porter and see what you got from Jayshon Tate and Martin Jr. And just see. But continue to take those beatdowns. That's all we're looking for.
Yeah, that's what we're all about right now. So
they played the Suns last night, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, and one of the best teams in the West, and despite that first half onslaught, made it a game.
Yeah, Jay Crowder was, what was he?
He was 8 of 12 from 3. He fouled out.
12 from 3.
The only reason he didn't make more is because he fouled out.
That's the only reason.
He only played 25 minutes. Just think if he didn't have foul trouble, what he would have done.
Jason LaConfora says this. Some view Mac Jones, the 49ers, as a lock, but here's why it doesn't pass the smell test. You know, because, well, Mac
Jones. It's Mac Jones,
right? Because Mac Jones, I mean, immediately you say, wait a minute, this is off somewhere.
The only reason it doesn't pass the smell test because we're talking about Mac Jones.
Yeah. I mean, if it was Justin Fields, would anybody have, honestly?
People would have less of an incredulous look on their face when they heard about it being Mac Jones. If it was Justin Fields, okay, there's some questions, but people can say all the tools, tremendous athlete, great numbers. We get it. You see the potential. Mac Jones, you're like, why am I looking at Mac Jones?
He did throw for 5 billion yards last. He did.
He's throw to Devontae Smith
for a Heisman.
At this point, Alabama creates, I don't know if they create these type of quarterbacks, but the system is the system. Since that system has been put in place, no matter the OC, no matter the quarterback, the receivers, you put up numbers. Is Mac Jones any more special than the guy who came before him? Probably not. We'll see. But apparently they now just create top 5 quarterbacks.
They're going to look good because they've got Alabama talent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if Tua and Mac Jones can play. Then you know what? That's going to be an indictment on Alabama quarterbacks if they don't. That it's going to turn into
Penn State running backs or thing.
Notre Dame linebackers or.
But I don't think anyone. Lance has talked about it. Do NFL teams really believe Mac Jones, besides the 49ers, allegedly? Does any NFL team really think he's a top 5 pick?
Carolina liked him.
Top 5? Would they have traded that much to get him?
I mean, I don't know.
Would they have
traded? If they had a top 5 pick, would they pick him?
Yeah.
Mm. I think.
Matt Rhule likes Matt Jones that much? Joe Brady likes him that much?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Daniel Jones, I had them kind of graded the same.
Do you think he is Daniel Jones?
Well, that was my comp, but I think Daniel Jones is better.
Why do you have to comp a white quarterback with a white quarterback?
No, he just went Jones to Jones.
Yeah, I just went. It's lazier than that.
It's not even white quarterback.
Sometimes I'll do Clemson to Clemson, but it's because the players are they look for a certain type of player. So it's not unusual to see, you know, Shaq Lawson have similar physical traits to Cleveland Farrell or Alabama's.
Yeah.
Alabama's the all-time leader. Alabama gets the same. Jerry Judy.
Julio Jones.
No. Julio was big.
Yeah.
Jerry's not. So Jerry Judy, Devontae Smith, and Calvin Ridley. Yeah. They're all similar body types. Ruggs is similar body type to Waddle.
Yeah.
Like, they have types. And I even asked Nick Saban about it at Senior Bowl one time. And he said, yeah, you know, certain guys play certain positions. We have certain physical traits we look for. Yeah. Yeah, Lance.
Nice observation.
Yeah.
What, Lance?
I said, Coach, yeah. It seems like it's almost like you cast a movie. You know, I was trying to be more, you know, like you have a certain role that you play and you want a certain member that you want to cast there. And it's you have very specific roles.
We like big linemen. Goes,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, very observant of you, Lance.
Yeah, guys are
Andre
big.
Smith and we Alex big, Leatherwood. Hey, right? You know what?
They're we big. Want big, talented guys, okay, who can get into a block, control the block, shut the block. And if they're big and long and strong, that's what we want. We have to make it. You have to try to demean me with the way you're talking.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
But that's how he talks.
Well,
he doesn't mean.
Oh, I don't even know what you do, Lance.
I don't think Nick Saban means to be demeaning.
Did he say you do that little NFL thing?
Nick Saban literally will just do this. You can be. Nick Saban could bring some stuff up to a convenience store. You know, he could get gum because here's what I assume he's going to get. gum,
Little Debbie's,
a water, and he might get some kind of snack treat of some sort. And when they say, is that going to be all? He'll say, I mean, there's some other things I'd like. You don't have it in this particular store. If this were a grocery store, I'd get more things, but you don't have it. So for right now, this is all that I want. Everything that I've got up here is what I want. And it's just his answer. He didn't mean to be an a-hole, but he's giving you an answer.
Can't help it, though, yeah.
He can't. Did he mean to be an a-hole when he made a 300-pound lineman cry in training camp?
It is kind of a dumb, you know what?
Then he's too soft.
If I wanted more, I would have brought more up here.
Yeah. Is that all? Yeah, when he made somebody cry, that meant that player was soft. Yeah. If they would have kept him there longer, you would have won.
Sure.
It was a
he couldn't deal with the softness.
Well, if the doctors would have picked the right quarterback, Drew Brees as opposed to Dante Culpepper, things may have changed.
What are you
watching?
That's my front door.
Oh. Were you nervous when we used to do a show with Nick Saban? Did you ever have?
I don't think he was that bad. No. No.
He wasn't that good.
He was
a little bit scary.
He did have to, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys weren't beholden to Saban because you're not, at the time, I guess, LSU media. Like, if you were like, what?
He would never say goodbye to Lance, though. Lance hated that.
No, that wasn't.
That was Les Miles.
Your other guy, Les, yeah.
That was Les.
All right, John, we'll see you.
John, no, Nick Saban wouldn't say goodbye to anyone. He would just hang up the phone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it's not like you guys, your livelihood's based off of Nick Saban. Like, you don't have to be scared of Nick Saban. You do a show in Houston. He's in
the press conferences in Alabama. They are so terrified.
Yeah, they should be. Oh, and the news is confirmed. Shams has it out there. Jamal Murray, torn ACL. That's a bad one for the Nuggets.
That is bad for the Nuggets. Who cares about the Nuggets?
Well, I mean,
they're not going to win anything anyway.
They're really good this year.
They're not going to win anything
anyway. Well, not anymore. Not anymore. What does that mean? They made the Western Conference Finals last year.
What did they win? Nothing. They got the banner up there? Conference finalists.
They have the same banner the Rockets have.
Yeah. And you know what that is? Crap.
But the Nuggets were a damn good basketball team. It just sucks that they lost Jamal Murray.
Pacific Division winner.
No.
Who cares?
No, they wouldn't have put that up there.
Winner, whatever division.
Look, I know you root for teams that always disappoint you, but other people have hope. So you don't have to downplay
they had
it.
No, that's hope.
No, actually, they did. They've been really, really good.
Reality just slapped them across the face with stuff. Okay,
I know. As a Rocket fan, you're sad, and every bad thing that happens to everyone else is okay. I get
it. It's an existential season. No one cares about this season.
No, sure.
That's right.
Okay,
it's the season of existentialism.
Because we've been in Houston and outside of the Astros, no one cares. We're always in an existential crisis with our teams because we know they're not good enough.
We were, except Chris Paul's hamstring ruined everything.
And that's why you made the worst trade of 2019 when you traded him for Russell Westbrook.
Had to get rid of him.
You know, it's great. You traded.
The next year when he came back and sucked.
It's great. You had to trade all of that because James was done with him and then James was done with you.
Yeah.
Shortly afterwards.
Oh, how'd that work out for you?
Not great.
1014 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come hang with us.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
I'm in love. I'm in love with the
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm in love with the I got it for the
All right, 1018 ESPN 97.5. So, our Houston Texans, I don't think this is odd. I think this is very understandable. Cal McNair sent out a letter to, by the way, I got a call from the Texans yesterday, and I know their number. It's a 832-667 number, and I have a, what did he say? I got to look it up, exactly what he told me. Dude told me, just got a call from my personalized Texans membership service manager. He's my personalized membership service manager, which is a long...
Well, you're an account. He's the account exec for you.
Yes. But he's personalized membership service.
So man. So does he offer you a virtual Coors Light before you begin?
No.
He's personalized?
He didn't offer me that, so I didn't buy the tickets. But he did ask me, so you haven't really responded to any of our, do you think you're going to renew your season tickets? And my answer was, I don't know, dude. I just don't know. Well, if you need to talk it over at any point, you can reach me. He was Matt. Matt was my personalized Texans membership service manager, which is a long, long way to say, hey, can you buy your season? Are you going to buy your season tickets or not?
Do we really have to go through this with you? Yeah. Buy them every year. I think Could you we just know. Buy them, please?
I think we know. And I told him, I said, I don't know. You guys really suck.
Well.
And it doesn't look like it's getting any better.
You're not buying.
I don't know why I'm stringing them along.
Are you going to
I know our relationship is over.
Yeah.
But
broken up. God's a ticket tease.
But I did. I already bought the ring, and hey, I'd like to get that back.
I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it. John's flirting with Texans. What are they called? Executive comfort specialists? Or
no,
what are they?
Membership service. Manager.
Personalized, right?
Personalized.
Service
Texans membership service manager. Football.
Okay.
All right.
So are you just teasing them right now? Are you just showing a little bit of wallet?
No.
I don't know. I might use my credit card for tickets.
No.
Maybe. Where's my pizza?
What I've been doing is ghosting them. See, we had a relationship. I put a ring on it, and I bought my PSLs, which is my ring. Uh-huh. I put a ring on it.
Yeah. But you're not. You don't want to get to the altar.
And now I'm ghosting them.
No, he's already been to the altar.
Yeah, no.
He's been to the
not
altar.
For this
he's been
season.
Married for almost 20 years.
Not this season,
I
though.
I think it was a long
you're
engagement.
No,
I think it was a
separated.
long engagement.
No, you're married. As soon as you bought a PSL, you were married. Now, you got to decide if you want to get a divorce. The PSL or the kids?
Well, I'm
and
trying.
You're like,
does anybody want to buy my
sign
PSL?
Sign the paper. See? Just
does
sign
anyone
the paper.
Want my kids?
Huh?
Sign the paper, John.
Get the divorce.
Well, I don't mind putting my kids up for adoption if somebody wants to adopt them.
Okay. No one wants them.
No one wants your
what
kids.
What are you talking about? 713.
Let them go.
You've done
780-3776.
No one ever buys
no
your
one
PSL.
Wants your kids.
You're picking a terrible time to sell a PSL.
This is a great time. Listen, they're cheaper than probably they're selling them for now.
How about this? Your PSLs are Jadeveon Clowney contract. You eat that, and then they'll take your tickets from you.
You can eat this.
They'll buy your tickets.
What?
Seriously, the PSLs, all this is.
I don't have to buy Jadeveon Clowney.
You're acting like you've had a 20-year engagement. You got married to the Texans.
That's true.
You hoed out immediately. Damn. And like immediately, I want to get married right now. Well, you got married too early to
Listen. At first, it was good. Okay.
It was
really, really good.
It was never good.
Yeah.
Not really.
No. It was fun to have. It was new. It was nice. It was back. Okay. We got divorced from the Oilers.
You had some strange.
Had divorced from the Oilers. And now we got ahead.
John's a hula,
you know, bounce back sex. Okay. With the Texans. And what?
So bounce back. It's exactly what it was.
Right.
As soon as you saw that,
and you got
that Texans jersey with the 32. On it
immediately.
That was they showed you
Jonathan
a little,
Wells.
They showed the actual 32
second franchise. He's immediately
they showed
getting
you
married.
A little leg, and you're like, okay, I'm in.
Yes,
here's my money.
Right,
here's my PSL money.
I didn't really
Do
know.
You need more?
I didn't know her personality, and if you want to know the truth, I
you
still don't know her personality.
You got married
and to be
soon.
Honest,
you were too young when you got married, and you didn't know enough about the Texans. You got married, you put a ring on it, you got married, and now you're gonna get a divorce. But you can't, so you're just separated.
And he's really
get your divorce, John. Stop trying to get back with the Texans.
Trying to find out if someone will take her, so I don't have to pay alimony.
You're going to pay
no
alimony.
The problem with you is you got married to a what was at most a 7, and now you see even you were wrong about that. As they've gotten older, they've gotten worse.
Oh, they're
and now they're 2.
Sexist Dell's my favorite Dell.
Now they're 2.
Sexist Dell's my favorite Dell.
How's that
Del?
Sexist? I'm talking
and
about
then
the Texans.
And the woman gets gross.
I didn't say a woman.
Well,
did
you're
I
like
say
that,
a woman?
I call women.
You're like that preacher.
I didn't say.
I'll
woman.
Tell you how you can keep your man.
Why do you? What you don't think men get worse as they get older too? This isn't a gender thing. A woman could marry a man out of 7. He gets worse too.
What
you marry?
Yeah, but they don't care. It doesn't matter.
Some of them do.
What did that preacher say?
Preacher say the best way to
as soon as you put a ring on it, the cake, eating the cake at the wedding.
Yeah,
what was his joke?
He said something I forgot. I don't remember what he said.
You know what the worst thing for a marriage is? Wedding cake. No, golly. It was something about a wedding cake, though.
So I have not gotten one call so far for my PSL. 713-780-3776.
Who wants to come in here and give John some free money?
You get the tickets.
You can get tickets below face value on secondary market.
That doesn't matter. These are yours. This is an NFT. These are yours.
It is fungible. It's not NFT.
It's NFT. I get to have John's PSLs. The people want them.
Boy, what a hot selling item this is.
It's only
literally selling a PSL in the midst of a quarterback. Your only good player with 22 court cases against him. This is, you picked a great time to sell.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, zero calls on this.
No one's interested in those crappy tickets.
You've done this two or three times, and you've never had a call.
One time, one person. That's all I need. I need one idiot. I mean, one person to call in and buy my PSLs off. That's all you need. I mean, all the Texans need
you finally
was,
get a ticket. All, if you buy the PSL.
All the Cardinals needed was one idiot to give them DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder. Okay, that's
so
all
you're
they needed.
For Bill O'Brien, basically.
I guess not. Yeah, I'm looking for Bill.
No
O'Brien.
No one wants to be classified as a Bill O'Brien.
Well, come on, he was a great guy.
How are you?
Other than
get a,
you know, the screaming at the
God,
fans.
How are you going to get a Houston? That sounds like a good decision maker. How are you going to get a Houston Texans ticket if you don't have a PCL? You'll never get into a game without a PCL.
Isn't that a selling point?
PSL? Got to
PSL. What did I say?
PCL.
That's the Pacific Coast League.
I think that I've got a brain thing.
Pacific Coast League you were thinking of.
A PSL. This is like this happening every day with me. A PSL.
Right.
How you can't possibly get into a game.
No, without one, you can't.
No, you can't. You have to have one so that you can buy a ticket.
Right.
Once you spend $5,000, how much was it?
$4,000.
Once you spend $4,000, then you can finally get a ticket.
Right.
That's how it works. The good tickets.
Yeah. I mean, you can have crap
tickets. You can have trash tickets, but if you want a good
one. Nobody's going to be selling their tickets this year on the secondary market. So this is the time to buy right now.
From you?
Yes. Get it here. Step right up. Get your tickets. Get your PSL here. 713-780-3776. The phone lines are going to be packed, so hurry up and call before these go away, okay? Hey, John, you want to trade your Texans tickets for a fart in the bottle? No.
Dolly Parton?
No, $30. I might even take that $30 right now.
I feel like this is a lost cause. Once again, lost cause, because the Texans, as I said, are a two.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to get somebody to pay top dollar for a two right
Good
now.
Luck.
Oh my gosh. She wants to live in a mansion. What? I mean, you have to clean yourself up, girl.
Well,
this is a super uncomfortable segment.
Here's the first thing I'd say to you, and boy, I hate to say that. This is why I don't do marital counseling anymore, and that is weight control. So how important is this? Let me tell you something. I have a friend. He has put a divorce weight on his wife. That's how important this is. You know, makeup is a good thing. You know, one little boy said to another boy, why do girls wear makeup and perfume? He said, because they're ugly and they stink. You don't want to be ugly and stink.
Mm-mm.
Scientists have discovered, by the way, a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive. It's called wedding cake. Yeah.
Texans are full of wedding cake, John.
They eat a lot of wedding cake. Man.
They do not do stuff at all anymore.
Boy, that guy just described the Texans.
They stink?
Yeah. Well, their marriage weight,
want a divorce now? They get their number?
Yeah. And I want to get...
Why are you still taking calls from these people?
Well, because look at
not
the phone
from
lines.
Not from the callers,
from
the Texans.
Professional
I just wanted to hear what they wanted to say. And I didn't know I was going to get a personalized membership service manager.
Did you ask for pizza?
I didn't ask for any pizza.
Doesn't he know that's the way to your heart, pizza? Just
what did they ask for you to do? Just give them money?
Pretty much.
No, yeah, they want, hey, are you gonna renew your season?
And what did you say? Well, what do I
get? I don't know.
What do I get out of it?
You should have said,
you guys stink. You should have said, what do I get out of it?
Yeah. Did you say, what's the deal with Deshaun? What do you think is going to happen? You should have really put them on the spot and made them nervous and recorded the call.
Yeah.
So we could have heard it.
Yeah, can you guarantee me that Deshaun will be the quarterback starting the season?
I will give you full payment if Deshaun Watson's your quarterback. I'll pay you right now. You know what they'd say? Okay, we'll take it now. And then if not, we'll refund you.
No.
Because they hit their quota.
I ain't listening to them. The only PSL I'm buying is pumpkin spice latte for my basic white wife. What? Well, okay.
All right.
1029 ESPN 97.5. This is terrible. Not one person called for my PSL.
No one wants tried those stinky
before,
tickets.
And it's, yeah, they are stinky. And you can, I mean, honestly, you can get them for half price on the secondary market.
Most people would rather buy Dolly Parton's alleged fart than buy your tickets.
All right, whatever. Whatever. All I know is this, is that you can be a champion by going to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. If you want to sign up and save some money, I'm telling you, it's the best. They are unbelievable how good they are. They're saving you money every single month. The service is second to none. If you're tired and if you went through hell during the freeze out, all you got to do is go with my peeps. They're awesome. Champion.energy/15. I've loved them for a dozen years and I will continue to love them. When your bill is up, they will tell you that they've got a better rate for you and get you into that better rate right away. They've done this with me multiple times and they'll do it with you. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Now, we are ready to rock. In his rock and roll.
That is, what is it called, Texans 360? That's the opening to their TV show. Del, can you tell me how many Deshaun Watson sightings you had in that open?
One, when he threw a touchdown. I mean, it's not focused on him. It's more on the player, but he is in the video once.
From behind.
Throwing the ball.
When Randall Cobb caught a touchdown pass going out of bounds.
Yes.
But you could barely in the background.
You can see Deshaun popping up because he's hoping the play gets made, and it did. That's the one time you see him.
That's it.
Yes.
But it's not focused on him, though.
No.
It's Randall Cobb.
I think
they accidentally put that one in there.
Yeah, I think they thought they had cleaned it up completely because there's another touchdown. I think Farrell Brown catches it, and you don't see Deshaun at all unless he's obscured by a lineman. But yeah, not a focus of him in a drop back, not him throwing the football focused directly on him. He's not part of the plan, at least right now.
No. Eric Murray has two shots. Number 23.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Moore. Is it AJ or is that his brother? Whichever Moore
Kirksey
we have.
Kirksey is featured. The guy they got from Green Bay. Christian Kirksey.
Yeah. He
starts the video.
He starts the video in a Green Bay Packer uniform.
He's dancing with King. The corner from Green Bay who wasn't great in the playoffs.
No. Who they re-upped, by the way. Who they paid money to.
David Johnson's in it.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just all...
Crossan is in it.
Yeah. And he won't... Keon Crossan won't even make the team. But he's on it. No Deshaun.
You know, I've seen...
They're ridding themselves of any Deshaun memories.
There's more dancing.
Scrubbing him.
There's more dancing from defenders on the team than actual plays being made by...
Yes.
The guys who play defense.
Yes. There's a lot of dancing with
Rock
Greenard
Boys,
and
I saw.
Jacob Martin.
Whitney does a Rock Boys in here, too.
Whitney's in it. That you would highlight Whitney over, I mean, honestly.
They don't have a lot to work with, John. Whitney Mercilus is a recognizable player, at least. At least people know who he is on the Texans. Who else can say that?
I mean,
how many players do people actually know?
Oh, you know some of the players.
Who?
Well, first of all, they should have put. What about Brandon Cooks? They could have put Brandon Cooks in there.
He's in there at the very end.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he, though?
He's celebrating something, probably catching a touchdown. He's in there. But you have very few guys who people go,
How about Laramie Tunsil?
He's in there, too.
Starting.
Coming out of the tunnel. They have him. Not a lot of guys in there who you recognize by number that you go, oh, okay, I know who that is. So they put Whitney in there and doing his thing, the Rock Boys.
What about Kiki QT? Put him in there. What about Kaimi Fairbairn missing an extra point or something?
They're not going to put it in a failure.
What about Isaiah Coulter? He's going to be a
coach. He's not even on the roster anymore, isn't he? Is he? Is he still there?
I don't know.
He might be.
No one knows.
What? No one knows his number.
Yeah,
you can't put him in there. You can't put him in there. No one knows his number. Do they even have footage of him playing?
How about John Weeks? You just re-signed him.
No one's going to look for that.
Yeah, not the greatest snapper of all time. Okay. How about some John Reed? I think he might be in there.
I didn't see him.
25 was in there.
Is his number 25?
Isn't it?
Duke Johnson's number is 25. Was 25. I think John Reed's 34.
John Reed's 34? I'm pretty sure he's in there. I don't know.
No. I saw some 33, some 35.
Put Tyrod Taylor in there.
I guess they did just put a Green Bay Packer who's never
played.
Dancing
somewhere.
Recovering from that lung puncture?
Yeah. Or holding his, yeah.
That's not good. That's not a good look for Tyrod. They'd have to go back to his time in Buffalo. Oh. I think his name's Tyrod. Look, the Texans and their media people don't have many options, so Whitney will make the cut.
That video is playing in the background on Twitch.
It's not anymore. No. I took care of it.
Uh-huh. This team is a dumpster fire. Is a dumpster fire. That you are glorifying Whitney Merciless and you can't put your quarterback on there. I mean, talk about. I mean, if it wasn't for all these allegations and lawsuits, would Deshaun have been on there anyway because of his demands?
It's up for debate.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, they have stood firm until the lawsuits until David Culley had that slip of the tongue that he was going to be there. So I assume they would have continued with putting him on there until.
I don't know. They might have done this anyway with his off-season antics.
I don't know. He's been silent other than having other people tell the world he didn't want to play there. So I think they would have kept the company line and go, no, he's our guy. We're not going to give you any impression that he's not going to be your guy until he isn't anymore. I think he would have still been there, at least in the video. He's still in this video. It's just he's not featured because at some point you got to keep the quarterback in if you're a featuring receiver.
Well, not really. You could have shown Brandon Cooks catching the ball.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They still have him in it partly. So, I mean, Rivers McCown has probably seen the video. He's the one who put out the tweet and went viral. He's probably seen the video beforehand, the one where Deshaun is prominently featured. But at some point, if you're having pass catchers catch touchdowns, the quarterback's going to be in the video a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's still even in this one. So I think he would have been in it just featured differently where you see him in a drop back or coming out of the tunnel if he hadn't, this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. In the background, maybe. Maybe he still would have been in there because he still is now. But in the very background, Britt Reed got charged.
Well,
dude.
Rightfully so, I guess.
As the assistant coach, Andy Reid's son, charged with felony driving while intoxicated. In the car crash that left a 5-year-old critically injured. A D felony, operated a motor vehicle. He is facing a sentence of a maximum of 7 years in prison.
And the family has come out and said, we don't believe the charges are fair or harsh enough. It's been incredibly hard knowing he's out every day living his normal life, and Ariel's life has completely changed. So the family has issued... they talked to USA Today about it. Our whole family's life changed due to him making the decision to drink and drive.
Man, bad news. Bad news for that 5-year-old, that's for sure. And she is still, I think this affects the rest of her life. So I don't think it's harsh enough, huh?
Well, that's according to a cousin of the young victim. They don't believe those charges speak to what actually happened. Particularly, it was drinking and driving, which everyone knows, don't do it. And he still did it. And what he did caused irreparable harm to a young girl.
Ooh, that's a scary deal. 1041 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-377. It's actually, we're done. I think we hit just about everything today, didn't we, Del? Did we get all our news in?
Yeah, we heard it.
The game is being canceled in Minnesota. We just...
Yeah, I mean, if you guys missed it, a young man was shot and killed in the area. Apparently, the reasoning being given so far is the officer in question thought she was pulling her taser.
Yeah.
And not a handgun.
Do you believe that more because it's a woman?
No. That particular reasoning doesn't make it more likely because she's a woman for me to believe it. It sounds ridiculous. Honestly, on its face, it sounds really dumb. And a lot of people have made
it. Is your gun that similar to a taser?
They don't weigh the same.
Yeah.
Now, you still have to pull a trigger for the taser. A lot of people said, well, if you can't determine the difference, if you're a police officer, then you shouldn't be a police officer.
Right.
Isn't that part of the deal? Those are just comments I've read. But yet, like you said, the Twins, the Wild, and the Timberwolves all postponed games in the wake of that.
Yeah, it's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean.
That city is with the Chauvin trial.
The nerves are raw.
And it wasn't far from where George Floyd.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, so three games were postponed in Minnesota yesterday, and we'll see what happens.
And Kyrie has to take a month off now.
Well, Kyrie apparently was taking the day off anyway.
Oh.
And then it just coincided with the Nets being in town. I'm not sure what his original reasoning was, but it was a game he was going to miss anyway.
Yeah. He had already decided he needed some me time.
And that decision came directly after Schroeder. And he got into a confrontation where he didn't like the way Schroeder talked to him. So I'm not sure what precipitated him wanting the game off, but he had it anyway.
Schroeder was throwing words around recklessly.
That Kyrie did not like, and he took to Twitter.
You don't know me.
Yeah, you can't talk to me that way.
Yeah.
Look, I thought
that was okay, though.
See, that is why some people are like, man, Kyrie's just annoying. But Kyrie said, hey, that word's not cool. Doesn't matter. Who says it? It's derogatory. I don't want to have it being thrown at me. And if you are of that belief, then that word that Schroeder used is out of bounds. If you don't want to be called that, it's just that when you think about the NBA and when a black player is talking to another black player and uses that word, like, okay, whatever. You think that's not a big deal. But for Kyrie, it was. And he took to Twitter to talk about it. So. And we played Stephen A. Smith's earlier comments. But man, Kyrie, can you just play some basketball, please?
10:43, ESPN 97.5, News of the Week coming your way next. Don't you go anywhere. That's must be here for. I want to talk right now about the MMA law firm. Those are my peeps over there. McClenny, Mosley, and Associates. They are awesome when you're dealing with insurance companies. And here's the deal is they say absolutely free. They'll look at your policy because we're coming up on hurricane season. Now's the time to act. Now's the time to change your policy. So make sure that you're covered with floods. Make sure you're covered with winds. Make sure you're covered with hurricanes. You got to be covered all the way around. So you got to make sure that the wording is correct. Otherwise, you know, the insurance company is going to pull the hokey doke on you, and you're going to be like, wait, what? Well, that's what the MMA law firm is here for. Make sure that you're covered. All you got to do is go to largelossattorneys.com, absolutely free. They'll look at your policy and they will recommend changes that need to be made to it. That is what's happening at largelossattorneys.com. Now, if you're dealing with an insurance company and they're giving you the rope-a-dope and they're giving you the okey-doke and the 1-2, and they won't pay you off on a policy that you feel you should be paid off on, all you got to do, go to largelossattorneys.com. They don't get paid until you do at largelossattorneys.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 1047. Dell, I don't know, have you ever been bored? You're just bored?
Sure. That happens to everyone.
Yeah, it does happen every once in a while. Have you ever set your house on fire because you were bored?
No, I haven't done something. Like, I have intrusive thoughts sometimes. Like, what if I did this? How would that wreck my life? But never, you know, I'm going to set my house on fire and see what happens.
Four teenage girls ranging in age from 12 to 14 arrested on juvenile court charges of setting a fire that destroyed an unoccupied Ferndale house earlier this month. They said they were bored. They placed the shoebox on the couch and threw lit pieces of paper into the box that had been sprayed with accelerant.
That sounds like a bored person's thing to do, particularly when you're a kid. You make bad decisions. But I would have done that outside.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that in the yard. You could burn up some grass.
Yeah, that's, and then you get yelled at, but you don't destroy your family's home.
Asked by police why they set the blaze, the girl said, we were bored.
I imagine it was boredom. I just would say, God, you know. Pick up your phone. There's so many things in your phone you can do. Make a TikTok dance, maybe.
Yeah. Police have raided a mattress factory, and this is not in the United States. Has nothing to do with any of our...
Yuval or Mattress Mac, none of those?
In Maharashtra. I don't know where I find more countries I've never heard of.
Is that a country or a city?
No one knows that.
Yeah, you could probably.
No one really knows it.
Okay.
Maharashtra Jaigaon. And they got a tip from someone that they weren't using cotton for their mattresses, inside of the mattresses. They were using discarded masks.
Ooh. That doesn't sound comfortable. And by the way, Maharashtra is a state in India.
See, told you.
You said no one would know.
No one knows.
I just looked it up. It's pretty easy. But even still, this isn't as bad as that condom manufacturer who was using used condoms and repurposing them and selling them again.
That's worse.
Yeah, but that's much worse.
I'm going to go with the mattress with the face masks over the used condom guy.
Yes, it's much worse, the condom thing. But this ain't great either. I don't want used masks. Look, I don't know the quality of mattresses this place is making, but I think I'd be able to this isn't comfortable. It feels like a Corona mattress to me.
It just smells of coronavirus. Yeah. No, it smells of
people.
Of people not getting coronavirus. That's what it smells like.
It smells of people breathing into their masks.
According to prosecutors, a man was charged with driving a stolen car, appearing on Zoom court, Dell, from where?
The stolen car?
Another stolen car.
I saw yesterday someone had a dentist appointment and they appeared in Zoom court, but you gotta have a blatant disrespect for the law.
You gotta have some basketball.
if you are going to appear for your Zoom court about a stolen car in another stolen car.
Mm-hmm. Are you telling me that when the police approached the defendant on Tuesday, he was in the middle of a Zoom court hearing? Yes, Your Honor, that is correct. About another stolen car?
even the judge is incredulous.
Brazil apparently is building. You know that Rio Christ the Redeemer statue that you see every time you see Rio?
Uh huh.
Brazil. Doing the same thing, only bigger. Brazil said, watch this, Rio. Brazilian city of Encantado.
They're going to top.
They've embarked on the construction of a statue set to be roughly 16 feet taller.
And do they think it'll have the same iconic feeling? Because everyone looks at that and go, wow.
But then they're going to go, oh,
is it going to be on a mountaintop too? Or is it just going to be in the middle of a square? Look, part of that is because of where it is and the view that you get when you see it. If it's just in the middle of the town square, I don't care about that. I don't care how big it is. Like, for example, the, I know Tex, what's his name? Old Tex got burned down at the Dallas, at the state fair. What's that thing called? That big, is it Old Tex?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Like, if you put Old Tex, like, in our parking lot, it ain't going to be the same. Oh, look, that's not the same as it is at the state fair.
No. It's a little different.
Yeah. So you got to give me the context of where they're putting that thing. Put it on the mountain. Maybe you got a shot to beat out Rio.
Yeah. Hey, Dell, apparently Tesla, apparently all you have to do is say a certain thing, and it will open up the hatchback on the new Tesla. And the open sesame words are open butthole.
Who? And it's big text, by the way. Who decided that was the thing?
If you say open butthole, your Tesla charge port will open.
Is that just something Elon was like, you know what? I got something for everyone making fun of my kid's name.
Apparently, the fun Easter egg seems to be compatible with other terms related to the posterior, with Tesla owners noting that their vehicle's charge ports also react to the voice command open bunghole and close bunghole.
Who figured out that was the secret sauce?
Don't know. I don't know why. Paige Spiranak is under some fire.
What did the... You want to explain to people who she is?
Paige Spiranak is a... She's a smoking hot golfer. Was a golfer.
She doesn't now really she,
now
play
she's
in
just
tournaments.
An Instagram.
She promotes golf and golf products through Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is a, what do they call them? An influencer?
Influencer, yes. Yeah. A golf influencer.
But she got a lot to influence you with.
Mm-hmm.
She said this. She tweeted this. The menu for the Champions Dinner is going to be absolute fire next year.
Here we go.
And she's got a bunch of backlash for this.
What did she say? Is that all
she
said? How is that a problem? Maybe. So she didn't even get into the...
It's racist.
Potential stereotype, typical foods that people would have been upset with. So she just said it was going to be great. Maybe she likes Japanese food.
Maybe. Or why are you assuming it's going to be Japanese?
That's what people are assuming. That's why they're getting upset with her. But why is that a problem? She didn't go, man... She didn't go fuzzy and go sushi and rice or whatever the hell they serve, whatever he said. She didn't do that. She just said it's going to be fire. That should be okay, right?
Nope. She's racist.
Why? Because you didn't say that the food from Dustin Johnson would have been fire? Why are you assuming the food? You can't assume that the Japanese guy is going to bring great food. Is that the issue?
Yes. Just because he's Japanese?
Look, I appreciate people getting upset over non-woke things, but I feel like this is far too much. All she said was the food was going to be great, and she may be just a fan, but I guess you can't assume that the Japanese guy is going to bring Japanese food, I guess.
Speaking of which, Michael Sangborn Ree is in some trouble in Lake Forest. Apparently, he was arrested Thursday night at his home. Irvine police say Ree, who is Asian, may have attacked a woman believing she was white in retaliation for the rise in hate crimes against Asian people. Turned out she was Asian. So he, in retaliation for the hate crimes against Asians, he attacked an Asian woman. That didn't work.
It's a dumb world, John.
It can't be dumber.
No. Yeah, Paige tweeted, or she commented, it's disgusting how everything gets twisted. You can't even compliment. First of all, Paige, you can't assume that the man, I guess, even though you never said it, was going to bring Japanese food. And then if you compliment Japanese food, that's a problem also. The potential for Japanese food. Complimenting the potential for Japanese food is a problem.
Complimenting sushi is a problem, though.
You can't assume that the Japanese man, she didn't even say sushi, by the way.
She didn't even
say it. She just said the food's going to be fire. Well, you can't assume he... Stop it, everyone.
Was it going to be spicy? Maybe that was it.
Look, if it's not spicy, then it can't be fire.
No, it's not fire. No, if it's not spicy.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to a Chinese buffet. You know what? That food's going to be fire.
Wow.
You know why I can say that? Because I've been to that place, and the food is fire. Well, I'm not making an assumption.
You're just assuming it's Chinese going to a Chinese buffet.
No.
Racist.
Racist. I'm not assuming because I've been there, and it is actually Chinese food.
But you don't know that it still is.
Yes,
just assuming that.
I was there.
Racist.
You're right. I haven't been there since Thursday, so everything could have changed.
10:56, Charlie's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.